Welcome back to the Fury Electric Studios, home of The Zone on the Buzz Radio Network. Listen to your favorite radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
I don't even know what to say. Welcome back in The Zone. This song is, I'm sure, lost on you since
Big
you probably...
Baby. I've heard it.
Do you know this song?
Yes.
Do you know the movie? Can you name the movie? You wouldn't know because you're Canadian. And the vol-
that is not true.
The Volunteer Vixen...
the same
well, but the pop culture is a little bit different. I mean...
What movie is it?
I'll tell you in a second. The Volunteer Vixen won't know because she's 13. Volunteer Vixen, welcome to The Zone. I hope your Tennessee team can represent the SEC better than Kentucky did last night.
First, let's correct the age. I mean, you got to add about 16 years to that, okay?
Okay, so you guys are about the same age. So, do you know what movie this is from?
No, I didn't hear it.
Big Baby. Great workout song for your iPod, by the way.
It's The Karate Kid.
Thank you, Big Baby.
I've seen
all I know is Black Star, White Star, sorry.
This is the montage music at the end when he's going through the tournament before he fights in the final. Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that, Mr. Russo? No, Sensei? Sorry.
You know what? It's okay. We're younger than you, Justin.
No, I know that, and you should revel in that.
We'll let you have this moment.
I'm totally having it.
Big Baby's about your age, though, both of you, and he knows it.
But
it must be a dude thing.
Big Baby's a big movie buff, though. I can tell
that's part
right
of it.
Off the bat.
Here's the thing.
That's true.
Dudes will watch the same movie 47 times as opposed to watching some new movie.
We do, too, but it's called, like, Pretty Woman. It's not called
exactly.
Karate.
I've seen Pretty Woman a lot. I have seen Pretty Woman a lot.
Classic.
George Costanza's in it.
George Costanza
is
in it. That's the only reason why it's...
He's like not the nicest man ever. It's all... I was going to use a different word, but...
Well, look. You are, in fact, a hooker. So there's that, as he said. Okay, so here's the thing on that movie, too. Have you ever seen another movie where there was polo in the film? I don't think I've ever seen a movie that had polo in the movie in any form or fashion. I'm sure there are some.
I'm just saying.
Can you name another movie where there's polo in the film in any way?
Oh, my gosh. That is such a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Okay. So
I'll think of one.
Volunteer Vixen. Your team, the Tennessee Volunteers, 20-12, finished the season hot, and they were the one team that was probably a win away. Those guys in Kentucky are probably in the same boat. You win one more game, you're probably in the NCAAs. As it is, they're a 2-seed in the NIT tonight against Mercer, a game on ESPNU at 7 o'clock. How do you feel about the Big Orange chances tonight?
I feel very confident about their chances. Mostly just because of the matchup and the fact that they actually get to play at home. I pray that they don't fall victim to the same thing that happened to Kentucky last night, who came in thinking they were, you know, big stuff and felt gypped because they weren't in the NCAA. And just, I mean, I know the score shows that they only lost by two, but if you watched any of that game, I mean, they just got their butts handed to them by Robert Morris, and I really don't want that to happen to Tennessee. And as long as they kind of can get over with the fact that they feel like they deserve to be in the NCAA, I don't think they'll have a problem with Mercer at all.
Yeah, I hope they understand that they were one win away, and I hope they understand that, you know what, they had their chances to get in there, and they blew it. And that's
But I
do hope they win tonight for the good of the league. I can't help but love when Kentucky fails or falls flat on its face. In the same way that I can't help but root against Alabama, even though it's better for the SEC for them to win. But here's the thing. Tennessee gets to play at home tonight because nobody wants to play NCAA tournament games in Knoxville, Tennessee, for goodness sake. So
The
NCAA is not going to call Tennessee and go, hey, we really need your court tonight. We need you guys to go on the road. Even though you're the higher seed, we need you to play at Mercer tonight, to which they would respond, where the heck is that?
It's in Macon, Georgia, I think.
Okay, well, that's one of us that knows that. You're way ahead of me.
I will say this, and I'm probably setting myself up for you to make fun of Tennessee once again, but
welcome to the
women's
club.
NCAA tournament is being held. Knoxville, Tennessee is the host site for the women's tournament.
Well, it should be because it's a mecca for women's basketball.
Okay.
It's also an afterthought for men's basketball, although, let's be honest, Tennessee did something this year that Arkansas didn't do, and that's make the NIT.
Make some form of postseason play.
Exactly. So I commend them for their finish. I like Coach Martin. I think you guys are on the right track. In the same way I think Arkansas is, although clearly Tennessee is just a step or nine further ahead of the game than Arkansas is.
Yeah,
but
if you just learn how to make free throws in games, that would be fantastic. But I think Arkansas had that problem a few times this season, too.
There is that. Well, Arkansas's most significant win this year might have been, it wouldn't have been, but it would have one of their top three wins was over Tennessee, certainly. Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
Well, you know, Oklahoma is a tournament team. They beat Oklahoma. So Arkansas beat Oklahoma, they beat Tennessee, they beat Florida, and they beat Missouri, which I still don't know how that happened.
Because it was at home.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway. And Tennessee was at home.
Well, Vixen, was at home. I certainly wish you lots of luck tonight. I hope your team wins so that way we can root for them to beat BYU, which will be a very tough matchup
yes,
in the second
be.
Round. But, yeah, the NIT's – I mean, this is a pretty talent-rich NIT field this year. So these games are – normally I poo-poo the NIT. I really wish Arkansas was in it so we could at least pay closer attention for Arkansas's sake. But this is there are going to be some really good college basketball games in the NIT this year. I still think winning an NIT is not nearly as significant as getting bounced in the first round of the NCAA, but it will be entertaining basketball if you're just a basketball junkie. And the thing is, in a couple of weeks, it's all going to be over, and we'll be wishing it was back.
No, I got it. Then the Masters starts.
True that.
This is the first time that I've seen so much talk going on about the NIT in general, like that anybody's even paying it attention, not just...
It's because the SEC has two ones and a two in it. The SEC has 2-1 seeds and a 2 seed. That's the reason.
Yeah. It's a good secondary basketball, so...
Well, don't forget tonight, also, 6:15, ESPN 3. Which you have to watch on your computer. And thanks to RJ Hawk, I can watch it on my computer now. Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Stony Brook is playing. It's 24-7 against UMass. Now, here's the thing about Stony Brook we all remember, is Stony Brook was the team in college baseball that beat LSU in Baton Rouge to go to the College World Series last time around. What a great, and they also had a great football team this year. This has probably been the best year in the history of Stony Brook for their athletic program. I'm totally being serious. Nobody cares. Nobody even noticed. But it probably is the best year in Stony Brook history.
Do you know where Stony Brook is? Nobody knows where it is.
It's out east somewhere.
I have no idea.
I have no
idea.
In New
York? I was just about to ask that question.
That sounds right. I think it is.
Yeah.
I'll go with it. Yep. Vixen, you're probably right. But anyway, good luck. If your Volunteers lose, you can't call the show again ever. If they win, I invite you to come see us tomorrow at Dugan's Pub and have lunch with us, and I'll even buy you lunch if you show up tomorrow and give us a full recap. And
okay.
now that you're eating for two, I mean you probably need to make sure you get all your nutrition.
I do, and I'm sure Dugan's is full of nutrition inside us.
little baby Duff definitely needs a little Anaheim turkey. So come get you some.
I'll take it.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye. What's up, Hawk?
Well, I just made the drive down to Cabot, and you've got your laptop. It's fully recharged. It's fixed and ready.